Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The White House says it's preparing major sanctions against Russia for the death of dissident Alexei Navalny.
The sanctions are expected to target Kremlin defense industries and other revenue sources. Navalny died in prison Friday. His family claims he was murdered and accuses the Kremlin of covering it up, refusing to release his body.
He was a friend and a person who really invested a lot of hope and passion.
Navalny's friend is now sharing letters the two recently exchanged. He says Navalny wrote from prison about the conditions he faced, his concern about U.S. politics, and his love of traveling.
ABC's Perry Russum in Washington. Federal prosecutors are now saying that the former FBI informant accused of lying about Hunter and Joe Biden, Alexander Smirnov, has admitted that Russian intelligence officials were involved in passing on the information. In Ukraine, Russian forces are launching new assaults and recovering some ground they lost last summer, and two men now charged with murder in last week's shooting at the Super Bowl rally. This is ABC News. Beginning today, the first trial of the movie set shooting in New Mexico that killed cinematographer Helena Hutchins.
The armor on the film Rust, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, goes on trial today for involuntary manslaughter and tampering charges. They'll start with jury selection in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Prosecutors say Gutierrez-Reed was negligent in handling weapons and ammunition on the set in October of 2021, one of the factors that led to Alec Baldwin pulling the trigger on a gun that should never have been loaded with live rounds. Baldwin is also facing an involuntary manslaughter charge. His trial date has not yet been set. Jason Nathanson, ABC News. Hollywood.
More than 150,000 Americans will start getting notices later today that their student debt is being forgiven. It's part of a Biden administration plan to help students who have been paying down loans for at least 10 years. And a lot of us are paying a lot to stream our favorite shows. A new survey says on average, American households are paying $77 a month for all of our streaming services. That works out to nearly, get this, $1,000 a year. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on Lake Air 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WLAK and on the Civic Media app.
What's on your to-do list? Check your mail? Get groceries? How about getting your annual vaccines? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. Because we've got you. With local vaccine events and access to transportation, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore.
You've got this.
A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The University of Wisconsin in Madison must now accept all high school graduates from the state who finish in the top 5% of their class. All other state universities have to admit grads who finish in the top 10%. The new law is part of the deal to release state money in exchange for diversity program cuts. Governor Evers signed the bill into law Tuesday. Wisconsin State Senate Republicans are firing four more of Governor Evers' appointees, including former Lieutenant Governor Barbara Lawton. She was serving on the UW Hospitals and Clinics Board, Democratic Senator Kelder Royce.
She did nothing but serve our state well and continues to do so. And yet, this body is going to reject her because of pure partisanship.
Republicans also fired Tom Ames from the Natural Resources Board. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
The Badgers get a win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team able to pick up a win at the Kohl Center, 74-70 over Maryland. They have the rest of the week off before a road trip against Indiana next Tuesday. The Wisconsin Badgers football team will play the Northwestern Wildcats this fall at Lambeau Field, according to a report, that's Saturday, October 19th. Baseball. Brewers owner Mark Antanasio says there's no signed deal yet to bring back pitcher Brandon Woodruff for 2 years. The Brewers owner reminding everyone a year ago they said the Cardinals would win the division.
There was a team that was widely picked to win last year that finished 21 games behind us.
and we finished 9 games ahead of the Cubs last year. So I appreciate the friendly competition, and we're just going to focus on what we need to do. Look, I think the division's clearly better this year.
That's the Brewers' Mark Antanasio. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. It's going to be mild again, too, with a high of 49 this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 30. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 50. Friday, sunny and cooler, 35, but we're going to bounce back into the 50s by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlove.
Good morning, everybody. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 6 o'clock. While that music and intro usually means the one and only Pat Breitlove joins you from beautiful Lake Wissota, he is not. He is using some well-deserved time off to get some sun down south. I am Todd Allball, glad to be here with you on this beautiful Wednesday morning with the one and only Greg Bach down in our studios in Waukesha. Mr. Bach, good morning to you. How the heck are you?
I'm doing well. I am just sitting here nothing but impressed with where you are sitting. Folks, what? Do us a favor. Get on the live stream right now. It's palatial. Well,
We're here in our beautiful studios in Hayward, Wisconsin. Of course, Pat Breitlove usually comes to you from Lake Wissota, not too far away from here, just a little south, actually, of where we're at. And we are going to be here the rest of the week as we are covering the 50th annual American Birkenbeiner Ski Race. And you say, well, geez, looking at current temperatures in Wisconsin, it is 46 degrees at the state line right now between Wisconsin and Illinois. But up here, it's a balmy 21.
Ooh.
So it's a huge temperature difference this morning all across the state of Wisconsin. And so what they've been doing, because temperatures particularly at night have been getting cold enough, they've been making snow, I believe, in communities as far as an hour and a half, 2 hours away, literally trucking it in. Now, normally the Birkenbeiner goes from Cable, Wisconsin, about 22 miles or so away from here to the north, down to Hayward, and would finish about a half a block where we're sitting right now, right outside of our window, which, of course, is dark until the sun comes up. But because of that lack of snow and the temperatures, the race will not finish here in Hayward. They're going to do a loop. And so they brought all this snow in, and they created a 10-kilometer-ish loop up in Cable. They're going to go around about 2.5 times on that loop, and that will be the Birkenbeiner this year. So it's still going on. Mm-hmm. And as a matter of fact, Greg, because I'm kind of camping out here at the beautiful WBZH studios in downtown Hayward. So I went to the grocery store, very nice supermarket downtown Hayward here, and it was fabulous because you heard people with Scandinavian accents buying organic food. And it was fantastic.
That's so cool. It was. And just for the listening audience that may comprise the higher up management of Civic Media, what else in the Hayward studio did you say works really well?
The shower.
The shower. We have a shower.
We have a shower here. And I slept in the beautiful futon, and the shower worked great. So I was up a little late last night because, we're still building things. And so we kind of put together what we hope to be a nice little set here for the next 3 days. And we're going to have people stopping by in the other chair if you're watching this on the stream. And so we'll do this show here with Greg every morning the next 3 days. And then our show normally from noon until 3, which will also be from noon until 3. It'll be normal as well. As normal as our show usually is in the afternoon.
And someday Pat will take a nap.
Yes, yes.
Or not absolutely. Pat, Todd. Sorry. It's so early.
Well, maybe Pat's probably taking a nap too this time of day.
He's on a beach with an empty glass falling out of his hand. That's what he's doing right now.
Well, we're going to do our best to hold down the fort, do some of his regular segments that he usually does. And coming up at 7:30 in hour two this morning, our friends from the Wisconsin Education Network are going to be stopping by and talking about the elections, the results of many elections across the state of Wisconsin. Several of those for school referendums, some passed, some didn't. So we'll update you at 7:30. And let you know what's happening in terms of education across the state of Wisconsin. Going to check the weather. And Brittany Merlot, by the way, will be here in hour number two as well. I'm going to talk to Brittany about El Nino. And no Spanish required in order to understand Ms. Merlot's forecast. What we're going to be talking about is, in addition to today's forecast around the state of Wisconsin, is the fact that there's no snow here for the brook combiner. And why are temperatures so crazy this year? And explain El Nino to us just a little bit in hour number two. Speaking of temperatures and weather, let's check the temperatures across the state of Wisconsin. It is 11 minutes past the hour of 6 o'clock. You're listening to Civic Media This Morning. That's how we have to brand it when Mr. Kreitlow is away. He has the right to that name. Well, not him, but anyway. Well, beautiful day here on a Wednesday up north. It's 11 minutes past 6 o'clock. As we said, around 21 degrees here in Hayward. You go down to Eau Claire, it's 23. Over in Green Bay, about 34 degrees this morning. And then once you hit kind of south of Lake Winnebago, say down south of Fond du Lac, 42 degrees in Fond du Lac area. And then going down towards Milwaukee, about 43 as well. So you get into those low to mid 40s. In the lower third of the state, but north of Highway 29 for certain, it is freezing temperatures this morning. All of those freezing temperatures, and again, we're kind of right at the freezing mark, and so sometimes what that will produce is freezing fog, and that's certainly the case in roadways around the state of Wisconsin. Pardon me, taking a check of the 511wisconsin.gov weather road conditions right now. We can see we have slippery stretches, basically draw a line from Green Bay over to Wausau, over to Eau Claire. Roads north of that, you're going to find some slippery stretches, particularly up in Door County this morning on Highway 29, say from Green Bay over to Wausau. Actually, there's a little pocket right around Stevens Point as well, a stretch of I-94 between Eau Claire and, say, just south of Black River Falls. Going to be slippery stretches as well. And then right around the area where we're at, actually in Duluth, roads are fine, but you come down south of Superior and right around where we're at, around the Hayward area. So those listening on WBZH, the Buzz of the North, over also in Amory, some of those roads could be slippery in stretches. Now that will all dissipate as the morning goes on and the sun comes up, and temperatures will warm up nicely. Not so great for people around here for the Birkenbinder, but for the rest of us, boy, I guess the groundhog was right. Certainly some warm temperatures here. I think Greg Bach said it's going to be high 50s next week. Greg, you're looking
Yeah, we're supposed to, next Tuesday is supposed to be 63 where I live. Highs of 63, I should say.
That is, you're in the, kind of the southern part of the state down there. Yeah. It's wow. My mom, I talked to her last night. She lives in southwest Wisconsin, Richland Center. She saw three robins yesterday in her yard. I'm not making that up.
I mean, I no longer, I used to be one of these people who said, like, well, I get used to this, I don't mind this. And then you talk to people like Brittany Merlot, or you listen to scientists on television, you're like, this is not good.
No, not good at all. So, yeah, I feel for it, but we talked a little bit on our show yesterday, maybe you and Jane did as well on Matt Nair on Air, that the Governor Tony Evers, is freeing up some money to help people up here in this part of the state and other places in northern Wisconsin that rely on winter tourism, particularly snowmobiling, but also skiing and other things, because this is weather that's having a devastating effect up here for businesses as well.
I know that Brittany said that Right now, Lake Michigan has 5% ice coverage, where it should have like 25%.
Wow.
And the question I had, and I don't know if you all discussed it yesterday, is that this, I mean, granted, this is a, I mean, I wouldn't even call this a mild winter. I'd say this is almost a non-existent winter.
Almost, right? And I mean, in Madison, we got about 20 inches of snow over about a week, but other than that, yeah.
Yeah. I'm wondering if this going forward, we're going to have these sort of like rainy day reserve funds for things like this, because I feel like this is where our winters are going to head. And these businesses that have been devastated with no snow and no ice, they're going to suffer. And I want them to be helped, but will this have to be now the thing? Like every year we have to free up money because we don't know if we're going to have a winter like this or a quote unquote regular winter.
Right. No, it's, as they say, it's one of those things that we're going to have to start, I think, preparing for more frequently as the days go on. But other than, you know, on the other flip side of it, heating bills are way down.
Yes.
So, I mean, there is that, right? Yes. I mean, if you don't want to have a high heating bill, I guess move to Wisconsin during El Nino. Yeah.
Winters in Wisconsin, it's tropical.
Right? I mean, my grandparents all passed now, but they were big gardeners, and they get that seed catalog, I don't know, Jung's or whatever I think it was called, and there was like a map, and it said, well, these plants are zoned for this zone.
Yeah.
And slowly over the years, if you talk to people in gardening and horticulture, the zone that was south of us has slowly crept up, and we can now grow plants that 20 years ago would freeze out.
Oh, man.
That's the great news for cannabis growers.
I don't know what you're talking about, Todd Alba. I don't know anything about that. We got a comment on the live stream from our buddy Tony Zimmerman. He said, whoa, cool setup, Todd. Yeah, Tony,
thank you.
Ask him about the shower. I'm not letting it go.
Greg's very jealous of all the things that I have a shower up here. You know, there's also a shower in the Green Bay studio.
All right.
I have not used that one, though. Maybe that would be my goal for this year. Use all the showers.
Todd showering in every studio Civic Media owns.
Thank God there are no cameras in there.
Got to make it for charity. Todd showers for charity.
Well, I think I wouldn't raise too much money, Mr. Bach, but we'll see. Well, you know who a guy who is looking to raise a lot of money?
Who's that?
And I think he's going to have an uphill battle. Giving you your morning news headlines across the state of Wisconsin this morning, it is official. As Republican, they call him Madison, but I call him OC Eric Hovde, Madison businessman Eric Hovde, formally launched his campaign for the United States Senate yesterday, bemoaning what he said was a country in decline and an American dream increasingly out of touch for many during Joe Biden's presidency. Hovde ticked off a series of problems that he sees in the U.S. under Biden, from illegal immigration to rising national debt. What he did say was the word Wisconsin, I don't think, once, and he also failed to mention that he actually lives in Orange County, California. We'll come back and talk about that. Take your phone calls as well. Give us a morning ring-a-ling, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Greg and I would love to hear from you. Could talk about the Birkenbinder, could talk about OC Eric or anything else that's on your mind for a Civic Media this morning. Mr. Bach will come back and do that. Also update you on weather, road conditions. Don't go anywhere. We are in for Pat Kreitlow, who returns next week. I'm Todd Alba. He's Greg Bach, back after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s, time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Welcome back to Civic Media This Morning on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are in for Pat Kreitlow at Up North News, who returns next week. I'm Todd Albaugh here in beautiful Hayward, Wisconsin, truly up north. Mr. Greg Bach is down in our beautiful studios in Waukesha, although they do not have a shower, but still a very beautiful studio. Nonetheless, but there are several Bach Elder bugs, I believe. Is that the case?
Yeah, and guess what? They're not paying rent either.
Well, I'm sure it's a lovely family. They'll be fine. Glad to have you along with us on Civic Media This Morning across Wisconsin and on the Civic Media app. Remember, you can download the app on your Android or Apple device. It is free. It takes less than a minute. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal. It is now 27 degrees here in Hayward, Wisconsin, and temperatures varying all across the state. We have mid to upper 20s here in northern Wisconsin, and all the way down kind of to just north of Green Bay and just north of Wausau as well, over to Eau Claire. Anything kind of north of that line, you're going to find slippery stretches on your roads in some places this morning. And that's because temperatures are at or just below freezing. And of course, we had a little bit of fog in places as well. And when those temperatures get to that point, it can do some of that freezing fog on Wisconsin roadways. So if you were north of the line from Green Bay, Wausau, Eau Claire, drive carefully this morning. Also around Stevens Point proper, the roadways right around there, also a little slippery. And just north of La Crosse as well, along the Mississippi River, pardon me. I suppose some of that river fog having an effect on the roadways as well. If you're around the Madison area, Wisconsin Dells, Oshkosh, and most of the Fox Valley this morning, Appleton, Green Bay, and of course all the way down to Madison and Milwaukee, anything down in there, you're absolutely fine, as temperatures in some places are already in the lower to mid-40s this morning. So a huge contrast difference across the state of Wisconsin. So drive carefully if you are in the northern third of Wisconsin this morning. We are coming to you from our studios at WBZH in downtown Hayward. Was down at the Angler Bar last night. And I got in, I thought, well, what I need is a little pizza, you understand? And so I dialed up on the phone, and about three blocks away was Angler's Bar and Grill. And let me tell you, Greg Bach, if you ever find yourself in Hayward, Wisconsin, needing a pizza, whew, fantastic. Thin crust, hot, ready to go. Yeah.
What are your toppings? Give me your toppings.
Very Richland Center-esque. Oh, okay. My favorite, this is a Richland Center pizza topping. My favorite topping is simply ground beef, green olives, and cheese.
Huh.
Go to the bowling alley in Richland Center. It's a staple.
Oh, I mean, yeah. I've been to try. You're talking to a bowling kid right here. If you ever
were you? Yeah.
Oh yeah, I was a bowler. I bowled my yeah. You know how like most fathers are like, "Here, son, here's a baseball mitt, or here's a football." He's like, "Here's a ball. Roll it down." From 5 until nearly 18, I bowled.
Wow, were you in a league?
Yep, every week, every Saturday.
See, I was never that good. I was like, I was an average at best bowler in middle school and high school, and I was like, I'd have every 3 months I'd have a game where it's like, oh my God, I could be in a league, and then the next 20 games were terrible. So, you know, I was an inconsistent bowler, yeah. Put it that way.
Also, if you ever find yourself in the Racine area,
yes,
check out a place called Wells Brothers Pizza. It was voted top 10 pizza in the country. It's thin crust. Racine's known for their thin crust pizza. And I'm sure they can throw ground beef, green olives, and Whatever else you want.
Whatever else. All right, I'll check it out. Yeah. That's see, I fantasize because I was a big Laverne and Shirley fan, and I always fantasize about going into a pizza place like, you know, Mr. DeFazio's with the bowling alley and the pizza and the beer.
Oh, yeah.
Schlitz, you know.
I don't know if any of those exist anymore.
I know, right? But yeah, here and there you can still find them, but particularly in small towns. And last night here in Hayward, Angler's Pizza.
Angler's Pizza, good to know.
Stop by and check it out. Eric Hovde, OC, Orange County. Eric Hovde is angling to be in the United States Senate. Interested in your thoughts on this? So give us a call, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Also text us on the Civic Media app as well. So Eric Hovde, who lives in Orange County, California, in a palatial multi-million dollar mansion, has some ties to Wisconsin. And, you know, the Republicans were not satisfied with the butt-whooping that they got with Tim Michaels in the gubernatorial race a couple of years ago. They said, look, we tried it once with a multi-millionaire from out of state. Hey, that wasn't good. Let's try it again. Because, you know, if something doesn't work, you just repeat it and it'll be fine. And they're going up against incumbent Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. I've talked about this on our show in the afternoon. Here's what I can tell you about Tammy Baldwin. She is one of the most relatable people you'll ever want to meet. And what she's done, although she is certainly a Democrat, and certainly supports, you know, progressive issues, she has kept a pledge to be everyone's senator. And she's traveled around the state of Wisconsin. And I tell this story, particularly in the Wisconsin Dells, where you have, you know, kind of referred to as the boys. You know, the boys up in the Dells. Because it's mostly guys who run these businesses like Noah's Ark and Kalahari and the old Tommy Bartlett Ski Sky and Stage Show and all these things. And what here's a couple of things that a lot of people might not know when you go up there and splash around. Number one, roads are particularly important to the Wisconsin Dells because they get a lot of their business from Chicago and the suburbs in that area and also the Twin Cities. What do you need to get there? Good roads. Tammy Baldwin has done a remarkable job in getting infrastructure money, even before President Biden's historic bipartisan infrastructure bill. Tammy Baldwin helped to get dollars in to improve roadways between the Dells or Wisconsin and the Twin Cities and Chicago in particular. The other thing that, of course, when I was growing up as a kid, a big thing was, geez, I hope I can get a job in the Dells this summer. And you drive, you know, 45 minutes an hour, and you work in the Dells. Well, now you can't find kids in Wisconsin, or very few, that want to do those jobs for the summer. And so there is most of the workers in the Dells are from other countries, from Eastern Europe, from the Caribbean, from Central and South America. And Tammy Baldwin has worked tirelessly with these owners, most of whom are normally Republicans, to help them get workers for their businesses. Tammy Baldwin is remarkably popular with, quote unquote, the boys in the Dells, who give out a lot of money normally to Republicans who back her 100%, because what she's really good at, she and her staff, are constituent relations. And that's where you build a campaign. If you've never been in politics, that's where you build a campaign. It's not just going on a campaign trail 5 months before a campaign or an election. You have to build it. And no one's done it better than Tammy Baldwin. I think Eric Hovde has a huge uphill climb. And don't forget, there's another guy, this mayor's guy, who's a multimillionaire businessman Republican thinking about running as well. And also, how about David All Hat No Cattle Clark, former sheriff of Milwaukee? I mean, this guy wants to run so bad, his teeth hurt. And Republicans don't want it. I mean, he's even too right, too far a whack job for the mega Republicans. So it could just be a heck of a lot of fun. Stay tuned. We have more from up north. We are filling in for Pat Kreitlow. I'm Todd Alvall. He's Greg Bach. More live from Hayward after this on Civic Media.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, let me introduce you to the new president of the Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. She is a Missouri native now raising Red Angus cattle in Rio along with her husband, Nolan. Her name? Tressa Lacey. And she says one of her goals as the new president of the Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association is reach more members.
As a membership-driven organization, everybody involved with Cattlemen's is volunteers. And I really want to make people aware to that, especially whenever we talk about policy. We are the voice, but we're the voice because our members give us that voice. And so I really want to increase membership involvement. So part of that is going to our affiliates and having that discussion about the fact that just because you're a member of your affiliate and they are a member of us doesn't make you a member of Cattlemen's. And then really try to just increase our reach across the state because we have, 10,000 beef producers in the state and we do not have that membership to match.
There you go. The new president of the Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association. That's Tressa Lacey raising Red Angus beef herself in Rio. Want to be involved with that organization? You can find out details at wisconsincattlemen.com. Markets and overnight electronic trade losing some of the steam we gained yesterday. Numbers are next. Fabulous Farm Babe, glad to be joined in studio today by Doug Munson. He is the gentleman that is working in conjunction with the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board to make things happen here in the state of Wisconsin. What starts in Wisconsin can have a ripple effect across the United States.
That's what we always hope for, is what are those ripple effects? For every dollar that's invested, it's a return of $12.34. How those investments really bring value, they can be debated or they can be looked at in many different ways. Biodiesel brings, I think we say over a dollar now, years ago before inflation, we'll say, it was 63 cents to a bushel of soybeans that brought that value. Whether it's 63 cents or it's $1.34, which we've heard as high as that amount, that's a huge amount of value to your bushel of soybeans. So those are the things that are ripple effects, right, that can start in Wisconsin or sometimes at the national level, but have big, big impact in the world of soybean.
Doug Munson, in studio with me on behalf of the Wisconsin Soybean Association and the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, the financial driving force behind our research that's done here in the state of Wisconsin. For more, pop on over to cornsoyexpo.org. So the barrel cheese was unchanged yesterday in Chicago. 40-pound block cheese did gain 4.25 cents to 152.25. Double A butter was up 2.5 cents on Tuesday to 277.5 per pound. The Class 3 fluid milk for March, currently down a nickel at $16.94. April milk's unchanged at $17.15. Losing ground on our corn. December corn right now down a penny, $4.62. November soybeans currently down a nickel at $11.52. July wheat down 3 at $5.77 a bushel. Dow Jones Industrial Average right now down more than 70 points as well. Just a quick snapshot on where the numbers stand, rolling into a Wednesday trade session. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. It's going to be mild again, too, with a high of 49 this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 30. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 50. Friday, sunny and cooler, 35, but we're going to bounce back into the 50s by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 23.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now, is to take a Kringle and go away?
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. From the Mississippi to the Apple and points eastward, you're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. Thank you.
This morning on the Civic Media Radio Network, we are filling in for Up North News Radio, Pat Kreitlow. Some well-deserved time off. He'll be back next week. I am Todd Albaugh, filling in this morning, along with Greg Bach down in our studios in Waukesha, Wisconsin. The Shaw, glad to have you along here at our studios in Hayward, Wisconsin. That sounded a little Olympic Village-esque there, Mr. Bach. we have a lot of Scandinavians in town here in Hayward, Wisconsin for the 50th annual Birkebeiner, which we'll be covering the next 3 days. And it was really cool last night in the grocery store up here. You heard all these great accents and people in fantastic shape buying healthy food. And I'm like, why couldn't this be me?
I walk in and be like, hey, you guys got melted cheese? You have cheese that's already melted.
No, it's really fantastic. And I think one of the cool parts about the Birkebeiner is that it does bring so many folks from other countries here to Wisconsin. And I talked to a couple of people just in line, and they were like, oh, yeah, it's weird not having snow. But they said some of the places in Europe going through some of the same things. So we're not alone. So we shall see. It is a bit of an odd morning in terms of weather, depending upon where you're at and listening to us across the state of Wisconsin. If you're listening in on WLAK in Amory this morning, it's going to be around, let's check the temperatures. They're around 25 or so-ish currently. It is around 26 right now here in Hayward. Over near Green Bay, about 34 degrees. And in Wausau, 27. But then you go down to, say, Oshkosh right now, WISS in Oshkosh, looking at around 37 degrees this morning. And down where Greg Bach is at this morning in Milwaukee and Racine and Kenosha, low 40s. 45 right now, just south of Madison near the state line in Greene County near the Illinois state line. And around, go over to La Crosse this morning, mid-20s right now, around 25 degrees. So in that kind of that south central and southeast corner of the state, well into the 30s, in some places 40s this morning. North of that, and particularly western and northern Wisconsin, you're going to find 20s this morning. And that is causing some slick roads across the state of Wisconsin. Checking the state roadways this morning, if you take a line from Green Bay up to Wausau and over to Eau Claire, north of that, a lot of the roadways this morning, even some of the main roadways, are reporting slippery stretches. Also, just north of La Crosse and right around now the city of La Crosse, as we go on here in the morning, particularly along the Mississippi River, those roadways are going to be slippery as well. A lot of that is due to that morning fog hitting that cold roadways, and that kind of makes that automatic freezing on the roadways for that freezing fog. Get south of that line, though, say south of Madison and over to the Fox Valley and over to Milwaukee, Racine, Kenosha, Richland Center, you are in good driving situation, everything on time this morning. We'll continue to update you on the weather and the roads this morning. Right now, it is 37 minutes past the hour of 6 o'clock. Greg Bach, going to take a look at some sports scores from last night, as Pat Kreitlow likes to do in the morning. Mm-hmm. Can I listen to the game on the Civic Media app, because, of course, no television, but it was all for the best, because I love listening to Matt LaPay and Brian Butch on the Badger Network, which you can hear right here on Civic across many of our stations. It was a tough game. The Badgers have been struggling as of late, but they got a nice win last night. Wisconsin wins over Maryland by a score of 74-70. Came down to like the last 5 seconds for Wisconsin to ice it and put it away. Did you listen or watch any of it last night?
I was not able to. I was working in the evening, I had some friends who were heavily invested. They love Badger sports. Really,
and of course, you couldn't really watch it anyway because it was on the Peacock, which, of course, I have feelings about the Peacock streaming network.
What's your feelings?
I don't like it.
Okay.
It's goofy. It's goofy. I mean, you should not be putting a major sporting event on something you could only stream on an obscure network like Peacock. It's goofy. I mean, you could put it on CBS. You could put it on your ESPNs. You could put it on your FS1, your Fox. There's a Big Ten network. I mean, Peacock.
Do you know where I watched a lot of baseball games last year?
Where?
Apple TV Plus.
Well, I have that.
oh! I've gotten to the crux of this despisement of the Peacock. You just don't want to spend another $10 a month.
That's exactly right. You've hit it on the head. That is the crux of my opposition, the fact that I don't have it. I don't want to pay anymore. I've got two streaming services. I got Apple, and I got the Paramount Plus.
That's all you have?
Yes. Because otherwise, I'm a broadcaster cable kind of guy. I'm not gonna have like Netflix and Hulu and Disney Plus and Max. I mean, you know,
got
it's
all
ridiculous.
Of them. Got all.
Do
of
you
them.
Really have all those?
I got all of those, all the ones you said, and more. And I'm gonna stop talking now because I'm. We have so many streaming.
Do you have cable as well?
No, we do not. But we probably now pay twice the amount of cable. Because
that's crazy. But see, if you want to watch the things you want to watch, they force you to basically do that.
Well, I mean, most of the TV shows that I want to watch, even the newer ones, I mean, they go to Hulu the next day, Paramount Plus, that's what I call it, Paramount Plus. they're all on the next day. And I'm honestly, like, I'm busy, and I'm not staying up late to watch Late Night or SNL, so they're always where I need them to be the next day, so...
It's a conundrum, that's for sure. Yeah. But if you wanted to watch the game last night, you had to watch it on Peacock, or better yet, listen to it on the Civic Media app via the Badger Network. And Matt LaPay does a great job. Milwaukee Bucks, of course, were off as they after the All-Star game. Marquette, number 7 in the country, tries to get back on track tonight after that tough loss to UConn. Marquette taking on DePaul tonight at the Fiserv Forum at 8 p.m. So looking forward to that. I finally got myself. I know you've been there a lot, Greg, but I finally got myself to Fiserv Forum a couple, 3 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Went to a Marquette game. Very impressed. Shaka Smart and the team do a great job. Great atmosphere, great student section. And wow, what a fantastic facility.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's very beautiful.
Yeah, it really is. I know, Greg, you are a baseball guy, a Brewers guy, pitchers and catchers reporting this week. And, of course, the first spring training game coming up this weekend on Saturday. People can listen to that also on several of our Civic Media stations. Can't stream that, unfortunately, because it's a major league sport and they have certain rules and lawyers that tell us we can't do that. But you can listen to it on places like WRCE in Southwest Wisconsin, Richland Center, I believe to be RJN. In Racine, Kenosha, Amory, WLAK, and maybe Wisconsin Rapids. I forget whether they carry Brewers baseball or not, but lots of places you can listen.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be unmitigated chaos this season.
Well, we did the show yesterday in the afternoon show, noon until 3 from Chippewa Falls yesterday, and we had our Civic Media News anchor, James Kelly, on the show talking about healthcare, but as it turns out, he's also a baseball nut. I mean, he really knows the sport. Yeah. He covered it when he was out working in New York, and he's also gotten right in. He knows the Brewers, maybe not quite as well as you, but very, very well indeed. He thinks that from a base, you know, he doesn't have a vested interest, of course, in the Brewers coming from New York. He's cheering for him. He thinks that the Brewers are still good to win the Central this year. What say you?
I mean, so we had Paul Noonan on last week, and he said that I can't remember the name.
Isn't he dead?
Paul.
Oh, Paul Noonan. I thought he was Paul Newman.
Okay. All right.
All right. It's early, my God.
Yes, we had Paul Newman, and then after that, we had Anthony Quinn on to talk about hockey. And no, we had Paul Noonan.
All right, go ahead.
We had Paul Noonan on. He said one of the two major. Perspective companies that look at baseball teams and where they're going to go, they have us finishing not so well. But as I heard on a clip today on Civic Media News Updates, Mark Antanasio, the owner, said that last year the Cardinals were picked to win the division and they did anything but.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a lot of new blood on the field. There's going to be, you know, Christian Yelich is starting to move into that elder statesman of the team where he's the leader, but now he's becoming the Ryan Braun figure now.
Right.
And it'll just be if we get, and what he said was we haven't signed Brandon Woodruff yet. He's not there yet, but I think that's an important person to keep on the team. We need that leading guy on the mound. I don't know what to think about this season other than I feel like anything can happen. They can finish dead last or they can go all the way. And either way, I would be shocked by neither.
Well, certainly the Cubs game is going to be interesting this year with Craig Counsell, that traitor that he is. Maybe a nice guy, but still a traitor.
Went down to the Chicago Cubs. Who? I don't know what you're talking about.
I mean, those are just going to be, I can't imagine the atmosphere, particularly in Milwaukee this year when the Cubbies come to town.
Well, I think that, you know, we all, as Brewers fans, went through an initial about 12-hour shock, sad betrayal. And then as the news started to roll out and details started to become available, I feel like there will be fans who will boo him. But I think if you are a true Brewers fan and you love Craig Counsell, which I do, you knew he had to make the move because the Brewers weren't going to shell out the dough to keep him. And that's not on Craig Counsell. He's got to go where the support is. And
right.
We got a live stream comment from Papa Rico, one of our regulars.
Papa Rico up early. What is Papa
Rico? Oh, I know. He's very up early. He said, will Civic Media be giving away them great Brewers tickets again this year? Not sure. I'm sure.
No, I can tell you the answer is yes. I'm not supposed to say that, but nobody told me I couldn't.
Todd Alba with the breaking news here at Civic Media on the Pat Kreitlow Show, starring Todd Alba.
That's funny.
We got all right then.
No, that's true. We are going to have our Brewer tickets again and be carrying Brewers baseball, of course. So yes, I don't think they've Luke Mathers, of course, is the keeper here at Civic Media of all the Brewer tickets. He gets them all for the season, and he keeps them in a beautifully bound leather satchel throughout the year, and he brings it out every so often, and he gives away tickets. So, but yes, we will be giving away tickets, so it's going to be an exciting season. All kinds of chances to end up down there at AmFam Field.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It should be a lot of fun. Well, there you go. Greg Bock saying that it could be, as my former broadcasting partner, Kevin O'Connor, was fond of saying, great potential for disaster.
Yes.
It could go either way.
Welcome to the Brewers.
But it is weird, right? I mean, you said Christian Yelich being kind of this elder statesman. And, I remember him as he was just a kid, a young guy, posing naked in the SI Naked Edition or Body Issue, whatever that
That's
is.
That's right.
And he probably could, by the way. I'd have no problem with that. But anyway, it was a great issue, by the way. Yeah. It was a great, I stood in line for hours.
I read it for the articles, Pat, or Todd. I gotta stop calling you Pat. It's like I can't call anyone, like, everyone's Pat to me until 8 o'clock.
Is really that's true? No. You just call everybody Pat until 8 o'clock.
Do you know why I pulled you over? I don't, Pat.
It is 47 minutes past the hour of 6 o'clock. You're listening to Civic Media This Morning with Greg Bock and Waukesha. I'm Todd Allball here in beautiful Hayward, Wisconsin, in our studios at WBZH. Temperature is kind of goofy if you look at the state of Wisconsin this morning. Up north, where we are at, temperatures in the low to mid-20s right now. Approaching 30 degrees as you move down towards Wausau. And then, of course, over the western side of the state, around the La Crosse area, just north of La Crosse along the Mississippi River this morning, some high 20s, right around that freezing mark at 32. That is causing for some slick roadways. Wisconsin DOT reporting slick roads just north of Green Bay over in Door County, then up towards Marinette. Also, as you take Highway 29 from Green Bay over to Wausau, might see some slippery stretches there. Also between Wausau and Eau Claire, a few slippery stretches on 29. Up where we're at here in Hayward, Wisconsin, just south of Duluth Superior, going to find some slippery roads there as well. Otherwise, the southern part of the state, Fox Valley, Madison, Milwaukee, Racine, Kenosha, all those areas in good winter driving condition this morning. We'll continue to monitor that. Brittany Merlot stops by next hour to give us a complete weather forecast and talk El Nino as well. We're going to come back on the other side, give you some national news headlines, what's going on. Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, the charges against them, they were all made up. Say, what? And now the Department of Justice coming with some new details about the person who brought those charges and what his motives may have been. Could Russia have been involved? I'm shocked. Stay tuned. We have more from up north here on Civic Media This Morning. I'm Todd Alba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it?
I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s, time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
From Russia with love, I fly to you, much wiser since my goodbye.
Welcome back to Civic Media This Morning, live from Hayward, Wisconsin. We are filling in for Up North News and Pat Kreitlow, who will be back next week. Nicely done, Greg Bach down there, engineering and producing this morning in our studios in Waukesha. That's a great song. I haven't heard that song in years.
I know, it's so good. Right. We got some great live, we got a really nice live stream comment for you from Heather. Please forgive me.
Galloy.
Galloy, yeah, okay. Galloy. Good morning, you look like Brett Musburger covering the Winter Olympics in Norway. Fantastic.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank
and
you very
Papa
much.
Papa Rico saying, checking in from Rock County, a balmy 45 degrees.
Wow, 45 degrees in Rock County. We're 27 here in Hayward.
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy, right?
Yeah.
I mean, something, but the groundhog, of course, is yucking it up in his cave right now because he's, oh, see, look, I was right. He's very happy about this because he's only right about 40% of the time, as it turns out. But this year,
Tony Zimmerman saying Ashland is 30. Wow.
Ooh,
it's just wow. Not a February day, like a normal February day.
No. And of course, people here for the 50th annual American Porcupine wish it would get much colder, but they are making snow. And some of the races start as early as this morning. So we'll have more about that in hour two as well. Greg Bach played a little Russia from Love, or from Russia with Love, I should say. This morning, fresh off the wires, indicted ex-FBI informant told investigators he got Hunter Biden dirt from Russian intelligence officials. Now, this is, the more we learn about this story, the more fantastic, a little bit tragic as well, but the more fantastic it is. Because, of course, the Republicans and Chuck Grassley from Iowa here about a year ago came up with these charges and said, well, you know, there are all these things going on with Burisma over in Ukraine, and Hunter Biden and Joe Biden were corrupt, and they got a lot of money, and they're terrible people, and we should go after them. Well, it turns out last week, the Department of Justice released a lengthy investigation into this dude who brought those allegations, never proven, by the way. And it turns out everything was false. This was all made up. And we talked about this in the afternoon show, that there was an analysis done on Fox News alone. Forget about the rest of them. Just on Fox News alone, that Fox News reported or repeated these lies about the Bidens and Burisma and Ukraine on average of 7 times a day for over a year. 7 times a day. Nearly once an hour in prime time, every day for a year. And we wonder why we're so divided. We wonder why people have these ideas that simply aren't true, because if you're only getting your news from one source and they're pounding it into your head time and time again, what do you expect? Well, now this morning, according to CNN, the former FBI informant charged with lying about the Biden's dealings in Ukraine told investigators after his arrest that Russia intelligence officials were involved in passing information to him about Hunter Biden. That according to prosecutors from yesterday in a new court filing, noting that the information was false. Prosecutors also said that Alexander Smirnoff, now Greg Bach here, a comedian, any relation to anything that Alexander Smirnoff, is it Yakov Smirnoff? Remember him?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
One of the great
in the U.S. in the U.S. Congress. Truth lies to you. What?
I don't. I'm not. Well, I was going to say I don't think it's any relation, but we don't know that. We don't know that. You understand?
Yeah.
But anyway, this part is actually real. A prosecutor said Alexander Smirnoff has been, quote, actively peddling new lies that could impact U.S. elections, unquote, after meeting with Russian spies late last year, and that the fallout from his previous false bribery accusations about the Bidens, quote, continues to be felt to this day, unquote. Here is the Department of Justice has done an in-depth investigation on this guy, Alexander Smirnoff, in saying that the lies that he and the bribery accusations, the lies continue to be felt to this day. They're still having impacts on the way people view the election, the way that people view the Bidens. All lies, as it turns out. Smirnoff claims to have, quote, extensive and extremely recent, unquote, contacts with foreign intelligence officials, according to prosecutors. They said he previously told the FBI that his long-standing and extensive contacts with Russian spies, including individuals, he said, were high-level intelligence officers or command Russian assets abroad and assassins abroad. So think about this. Here's a guy who's saying that he recently had contact with high-level Russian intelligence officials, some of whom were assassins abroad. And this is who the Republicans pinned their entire hopes on to take down the Bidens. I mean, it's astounding. And I'm not joking around when I say this, next thing I'm going to say. This guy should be under some sort of protection plan, Alexander Smirnoff, because we saw what happened last week in Russia to opposition leaders or people who will go against Putin. They suddenly just take a walk and fall down and die. Or they get too close to a window and trip. Or they eat something and just start foaming at the mouth. Who knows? This is Putin. This is absolutely Putin, hook, line, and sinker. And to think that there's not Russian assets already here on U.S. soil who could take this guy out and stop him from singing, think again. And this is the path we're going down with MAGA Republicans, with Trumpism. He absolutely idolizes people like Putin. Take out your opposition. Just have lies broadcasted on national TV. 7 times a day on Fox News, this lie about the Bidens has been perpetrated. It's no wonder people are divided and don't know what the truth is from facts. We are here to bring you the truth every day with Pat Kreitlow, Up North News. He is on vacation. He'll be back next week. I'm Todd Albaugh. Greg Bach is in Waukesha. We are live here in beautiful Hayward, Wisconsin for the 50th annual American Beer Combiner. We'll talk about that. Also, education, Wisconsin Education Network folks will stop by at 7:30. Brittany Merlot talks about El Nino. Wouldn't it be fantastic if she did the whole thing in Spanish? I'm not sure if she's bilingual or not, but we'll ask her. So stay tuned. All kinds of great things coming up in hour number two here on what would be Up North News. We're calling it Civic Media This Morning for today, tomorrow, and Friday. We'll be back on the other side. Stay tuned for national news next. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
From the heart of the St. Croix Valley, we're in touch with you. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The FBI informant now charged with lying about Hunter and Joe Biden, Alexander Smirnoff, now says he